All right, this is Rocker, and you are back here on Max Inc. Radio, Radio for the People, Devil Radio 92.7. The Devil's Lair is sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Monona, Sun Prairie, Madison, and the Dark Horse Art Bar. Find them at Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Tonight, Greg Hall has been a cornerstone of the Western Wisconsin music scene for nearly half his life. At 40 years old, he's played on a dozen albums, recorded over 100 songs, and performed countless shows as a sideman, frontman, and a solo and duo act. Greg releases a new album, Echoes in the Treetops, soon, and has traveled from La Crosse with his band to perform for us tonight in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. Greg Hall and bandmates, welcome to the Devil's Lair with Rocker and Terry Barr.
Welcome!
Hello, can you guys hear me? Are you out there?
Yeah, you are.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. It's always just one button, right?
It always is, Rocker. Welcome, you guys. Awesome
to have
you.
We're happy to be here. Very happy to be here. Oh, yeah.
I snuck a peek, Rocker, when they were warming up.
Yeah, man.
Woo, woo. Oh, yeah. This is going to be a lot of fun.
It's an electric band tonight. We're not, you know, we're not so acoustic as we usually are.
No.
Greg, before we get started with live music, tell us a little bit about the band you've brought in today.
Well, on bass, I have a longtime friend, Tim Powers. Me and Timmy have been playing music together for 20 years and multiple bands, the Smoking Bandits band, the White Iron band, any little recording projects I've done over the years, just a lot of music made with Timmy Powers.
He's your
sure.
bass player.
Yep. And then the drummer, Jim Heiderscheidt.
Yeah, give me the drummer some.
Yeah. We've actually known each other since we were 4 years old, from preschool all the way to our senior year of high school.
Oh
my
gosh.
In the same class, and this is our first time ever jamming together. So
wow.
It's pretty cool.
You're getting it here first,
and
Rocker.
He's a troubadour pioneer of, you know, the punk and rock and roll. He was in a band called the Homeland Conspiracy. He's been in a bunch of bands too, traveling around just like the rest of us, just keeping it real and doing what we love to do. So good to be together with this little power trio today.
I love it.
That is awesome. And you know, I brought in my little electronic drum set for the drummer to play, and you know what? I forgot my bass pedal. And give the shout out to drummer of the year, Joey B. Banks.
Oh,
he
Joey
came
B.
by and he dropped off his bass pedal for us tonight.
Thanks, Joey B.
Thank you, Joey
Always
B.
Always a good guy.
Let's see. We got a song coming up here. Let's get to some live music in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies with Greg Hall. This first song is called Going Home. Is this song about the journey back to La Crosse tonight?
Well, you know, actually, in all honesty, it's usually about coming back the other way. from Minnesota, and especially Minnesota, when you're coming on I-90 there, and you're coming down that Nodine Hill, and it's like, oh yes, we're home, driving right into the Driftless. I mean, anybody that's from La Crosse can relate to that. you know, after a long weekend on the road, and it's, you know, you're hungover, and it's Sunday morning, and you get that Nodine sign, like, oh yes, I'm home, you know, and so it's always good to be home, you know. So,
all right.
Out here on the road at night with the thoughts upon my mind. Halfway through Nebraska, man, and I'm making damn good time. I'm going home. Old boys had enough. I miss my friends and family in the rivers and the bluffs. I'm going home. Yeah, I'm going home. Now I'll drive to the borderline in the Minnesota moon. Telling me I'll be there soon. I'm going home. Yeah, I'm going home.
situation past the city limit sign. Heading down a driftless drive through the hills that intertwine. Coming down that valley road outside of Old No Down, I'm going home.
Man, wow, Greg Hall here in the Devil's Lair. This is Max Inc. Radio, and you are with Rocker and Terry Barr and the Greg Hall Band in the Devil's Lair tonight, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Greg, I see you often as Greg Cheech Hall, and I want to know about the middle part.
Well, you know, growing up, hanging out in my house, my dad had a collection of Cheech and Chong records.
I knew it.
Being up in smoke, you know, and I'd, you know, as a young kid, you know, I'm a pretty funny guy. Well, I try to be anyway. And I'd always impersonate Cheech, you know, like just the, hey, man, you know. And then, you know, then middle school came and I met a bunch of hippies. And then the rest is history. So, you know, you can fill, nice. Fill in the blanks, if you will.
I knew it had to be Cheech and Chong.
No, yeah. You I couldn't mean, wait to I ask that those, question.
I
know?
Had those same records. You
and
know
that name's,
mean?
I mean, it's been my nickname since like 93. So, I mean, it's stuck and it, you know, most people don't know who Greg Hall is, which is, you know, kind of a good thing in a way, I suppose. But not when I'm trying to make records, I suppose. Yeah. Well, I got to get my real name out there at some point because Cheech, the real Cheech might get mad and sue me, but it hasn't happened yet.
So. Well, what did you do on your first day of summer vacation?
This year? Use your imagination. Yeah.
It does lead to the next question, though, doesn't it, Rocker?
Greg, you are the soul and perspective of the high-mileage road warrior, but
absolutely.
You have the wisdom of a one-time party animal who found sobriety.
Yeah.
Let's hear some more stories.
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you one. I'll tell you this one. I'm in another band, and actually Tim plays with that band, too. Called the White Iron Band, and we were playing at the Majestic here in Madison, opening for Reverend Horton Heat. We had a set, early set, and then a later set. Well, between the early set and the later set, not Tim, and I wasn't sober at that time, but Tim is sober, our bass player, over 20 years, so Tim's awesome. Tim was my inspiration to get sober as well.
Oh,
but anyway,
guys, yeah, way to go.
So we, you know, our lead singer is we're not need to name no names or nothing, but he likes his booze or whatever. But we all do, you know. No, anyway, so all day, you gotta bring it. You gotta bring it. You know, don't be a pussy. Bring it. You gotta bring it. And so then right when we were about to go on. We can't find him, and he's passed out in the green room, sitting up with a beer in his hand. And then, so we just start playing without him. Then he comes down, and he grabs the wrong guitar, and he's trying to plug into the wrong amp. But finally, the owner, and there's nobody there, and the owner just came up and said, "You're done. You're done." Maybe like I don't know, halfway through the second song. So, yeah, it was.
Oh boy.
Yeah,
that
no
was
kidding.
A bad one.
No,
but our first set rocked.
Oh,
opened
I
up
bet.
For the Reverend. Reverend was great. And, it was like, I don't know what was happening, but there was thousands of people outside, and then when we went to play inside, nobody came inside, so it was, the owner was pretty mad. That was a long, many moons ago, but that's one story.
Keep it as a good side story when it's needed.
With
that's
the White Iron
sure.
Band, I could literally write a novel, probably two, about the crazy stories that band has gone through, and I've only been in the band for 10 years or so, and they've been a band for 20 years, Let me tell you, oh man, we made it out alive.
I'm so glad.
So far.
Yeah, I'm so glad.
Made it long enough to become sober.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go. Yeah. Wow. Well, hey, we want to get back to some music because what you're playing for us tonight is awesome. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Of course, very, very strong of you to Walk into the Devil's Lair. I love it. Yep. Okay, so this next one we're going to talk about is the Cardinals song. Yep. Okay, so, you know, of course, we always got to talk about the Green Bay Packers, and you know, they beat the Cardinals. Is that what this is about?
No, you know.
Yeah.
It can be. It can be. I mean, I love the Packers. Cardinals, you know, it's a spirit, my spiritual kind of animal, you know, represents a lot of my fallen heroes and friends that have, you know, we've living in that party atmosphere and that that dark side of the music industry, you know, and sometimes people take it a little too far and then they're gone. And you know, so this is almost kind of a dedication to them, because I always can feel my friends looking down at me, and they say Cardinals are supposed to be a reincarnation of people that have passed. So that that's what that song is about.
Oh my gosh.
And
I can't
a quick
wait
story
it.
Actually, I played it, I was in my yard back home, and I played it right when I recorded it at Pachyderm Studio, so I'm pretty proud of it. And I'm playing it for a friend, and all of a sudden, like, 10 Cardinals swoop in, dance in my yard, and then when the song's over, they all fly away.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like, my butt, I'm like, are you seeing this? He's like, yeah. I'm like, well, I'm just glad somebody was there to witness it.
But wow.
Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, that says so much, doesn't it?
Pachyderm is a special place.
Yeah, it is amazing. It's, I won't ever record anywhere else. You know, it's get pretty spoiled there, so.
Wow. We'll play the song. I can't wait. I really can't.
Greg Hall and the Devil's Lair.
Yeah, thanks,
this
Greg.
This is Max Inc. Radio on Devil Radio 92.7.
Turn to fly away.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Greg Hall. Live right here in the Devil's Lair.
I got
Max
some goosebumps. Woo, got some goosebumps on that one.
That's what we're talking about.
Oh, man. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I did see Cardinals the other day, too, and I totally, I believe everything you were talking about.
Good.
And hearing that song just, it gives you some feels for sure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Wow.
I mean, that's the goal, right? When you write a song, I mean, that's what you want. So.
Well, you were talking earlier about musicians and being around them as you were growing up. And I'm really curious. I want to hear about, you know, your childhood a little bit and the family full of musicians when you grew up near a farm that your kin actually settled in. I love that word, kin.
Yeah, yeah.
In Smith Valley way back in 1863.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, my parents still, you know, it was like a big farm. And then all the, you know, the grandkids got a chunk of land. Well, my parents are the only ones still there.
Wow.
Up on this hill. It's a beautiful place. My dad has a beautiful organic farm with 600 apple trees and cows and pigs and chickens. It's
goats?
It's wonderful.
Any goats?
Not any goats. Oh. My brother lives a little bit down the road. He's got goats.
Oh, good.
And
for
horses.
I know. I'm weird.
Goats
I
down love, the road.
And horses. Goats and horses.
But
okay,
my family
I'm
has lived in this little valley since 1863. So it's pretty cool to feel, you know, you can feel it out there.
What was it like when musicians and who were, like, were they strangers to you? Did they just come and jam or what was going on?
Well, you know.
Like barn jams or what?
Yeah, I mean, I get, you know, then my great uncle lived down the road and we had a big show. Then this other person bought the farm, but we had these big concerts at my great uncle's barn for a while. And it was just really fun. And actually where I have a music festival called Cheech's Dees Fest, and we have that in that valley. And you can, I don't know, it's just a really special place. You can almost feel the ancestors and the spirits kind of hanging out and dancing around. And it's just a comforting feeling that I really can't explain.
Yeah.
But you feel protected out there almost. So.
Mm.
Well, we'll be asking you about Dees Fest a little bit
definitely.
Later. But Greg, let's talk about Dees Productions. You have produced tribute shows for bands like The Grateful Dead, The Band, Neil Young, ton more.
Yep.
You started your own festival, Dees Fest, we were saying. But tell us about your extra band activities. What's the deal with these tribute bands?
Well, the Dees Productions, it all started back in 2010. We did a last waltz. And the way we did it is that my drummer at the time edited the DVD. So we turned the lights down in this theater and you actually watch the movie. And then when the music parts would come, we'd play the music parts live.
Oh.
Wow.
So, you know, it was cool because it was like watching the movie in a theater, but we played the music live.
Oh, wow.
A new form of vaudeville.
Yeah, and then it went over so well, then I just started thinking, well, what else can we do? And then we did Russ Never Sleeps. My Uncle Billy is one of the best. He does Neil Young as good as Neil Young. And I know that's a bold statement, but he's really just that good of a performer. So we started there, and then we just kept, well, what else could we do? Oh, let's do the Stones or the Dead, all the stuff that we already kind of know anyway. So a lot of them weren't that hard. We only had, you know, have a few rehearsals, and we were, you know.
That's a cool idea.
And the community really supported it. And it was really, and it's just taken off from there. So now it's like every time we do one, you know, people know it's going to be a good show and people are excited about it. So.
And maybe they don't know what to expect, too.
Exactly.
Little surprises.
Yeah. So.
Hey, any tribute shows coming up?
Well, we're doing an Outlaw night. It's a tribute to, like, the Hank, all three Hanks and Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
December 17th at the High Noon.
Excellent.
And it'll be our third annual, well, minus our COVID year. We skipped a year, but and they've always been really... and we sold a lot of tickets and it was a really good time. So I'm really looking forward to that. Probably one of my favorite gigs of the year. So.
Now that's with Greg Hall and the Wrecking Ball.
That's more like an outlaw country outfit. Totally different band. But,
do you take these guys on the road with you or who's in that band?
That band's kind of ever changing group of characters, but we've had the same band, all guys and one gal from La Crosse. I've been pretty steady in that band. We had an album out in 2020, and we're still playing out every once in a while. So, but that's, like I said, that's more of the rock and country feel.
Yeah, you know. No kidding.
Let's get back to the live music with yes. Greg Hall here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. This next song is called Feel the Light, and I'm thinking this is about Vampire Slayer.
Well, kind of, you know, this is a song I had the riff all wrote, and my band member from White Iron Band, Matt Putis, he is a wonderful songwriter. If you ever check and see White Iron Band, whiteironband.com, they are a really good outlaw country band, and my friend Matt writes just incredible songs, but he helped me out with these lyrics, so he kind of took control of it, and it's, you know, kind of about, you know, living that outlaw life and looking for redemption, so, you know, we can all use a little bit of that, I suppose.
Yeah, Greg Hall, live in the Devil's Lair, here on Max Inc. Radio, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Hey guys, we're going to have to take a little break, pay some bills. Can you hang around?
Oh yeah.
Nice.
We'll be right back.